Welcome back. You're watching Al Jazeera. A reminder of our top stories this hour. There's a near total shutdown of internet and mobile networks in Sudan on the 10th day of violence between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. The fighting has cut off access to electricity, food and clean water for much of the population. And the chaos in Sudan has triggered the evacuations of foreign diplomats and their families. The US, the UK, France, Germany and others have pulled their people out. We can speak now to Dr. Syed Mohamed Abdallah. He is the president of Sudan Doctors Union, the Canada division. He joins us now from Cairo. Thank you so much, sir, for taking the time to speak to Al Jazeera. So as a member of the Sudanese Doctors Union, what are you hearing about the latest situation in Sudan?
Yeah, the situation. Thank you for having me first. And the situation is very dire. It is so bad, especially at the hospitals. And we are having about 69% of our hospital at this conflict area. They are totally not working, out of work, out of 79 hospitals in that conflict area. Only 55 has been out of work. And left 22, those hospitals working are still just working for most of them are just for the first aid. And we have about 19 hospitals have been forcibly evacuated from the, and we have been used as a military base for both fractions. So the situation is still there, and the...
And apologies, Doctor, if I get you to repeat yourself, because the line is not very clear. How many hospitals are actually available as we speak that people can access for healthcare?
Yeah, there are only 22 hospitals in this conflict area out of 79.
Right.
These are they are not working fully. They are not fully... work because of the shortage of the clean water, outage of the electricity, and we have about 19 hospitals that has been forcibly evacuated
right.
and being used as the military base.
Right, so they're actually being used by the military as bases. And what is your understanding of the latest casualty figures from the fighting?
Yes, you know, we are receiving reports from these hospitals about only the civilian casualties. So far till yesterday, we are having about 273 civilian deaths, and we are having about 1,579 injured.
Okay.
These are not included those who cannot reach these hospitals.
Right. So the figure could be higher.
Not including the military.
Okay. Now, I believe
yes,
you have
true,
family in Sudan who are in the process of fleeing to join you in Egypt. Are you in touch with them? We understand communications are pretty much non-existent. So if you are talking to them, what are they saying to you?
Can you repeat again the last part of the question?
I believe you do have family in Sudan. Are you in contact with them?
Yes, I do from time to time. And some of them are leaving to Egypt, including my nephew and some friends, families.
And how do they intend to reach Egypt? Because I understand it's quite difficult now to even... To leave the country?
Yes, they are leaving by buses or by cars. They are heading north towards Aswan, you know, the Aswan, so the border south to Aswan city, that at the High Dam area. So they can approach, that's the only way they can reach to Egypt.
And just returning to the situation regarding the medical facilities and the hospitals, you say even the hospitals that are open don't have access to water and so on. What is it that they desperately need? What is it that those facilities need that could allow the situation to improve a little bit?
Yeah, they need personnel, medical personnel, because those who are been working, they have been working for many days and they have been exhausted, and they need to be replaced. That's the first one. But unfortunately, there is no guarantee that they can reach safely. The second thing is there is the outage of electricity. I have been talking 2 days ago with one of my colleagues. They are sometimes operating using the lights of their mobile phones, and they are using very primitive ways to disinfect, like these the cleaners and these things. They lack everything. And so they need everything you can imagine. They need clean water, they need electricity, they need medical personnel to replace those who are working. And by the way, I really appreciate what the great work my colleagues and all the medical staff are doing despite all this, their situation.
Indeed, a very difficult situation. I really hope your family gets safe. Back to you in Egypt. Good to speak to you, Dr. Syed Mohammed Abdallah, president of the Sudan Doctors Union, the Canada branch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.